Shalom, everyone. Welcome to YahvahYahweh.name. Right here. I am Stephan Yah, and I appreciate you joining me at this time. First of all, I'd like to say a word about downloading. To download an MP3 or WAV file onto your computer or player, hover the pointer over the button, the icon of the highlighted sentence of whatever it is you want to download. Next, right-click on your mouse there, right-click, and then scroll down to Save Link As. In current events, society is saying our faith in Yahweh is not true. They're also condemning all the other religions as well. They say none of it's true. Well, they need to learn that Yahweh's scriptures are all true. His prophecy is proof that the word is true, the word of Yahweh is true. And Yahweh engenders our love for Him. Our desire to serve Yahweh is not dictated by the trends or styles of the world. Mankind casts doubt on Judaism, Christianity, and the true faith, and all faith, because they found out that some of those are at one time or another based their religious traditions on paganism. That was to their not to their betterment, was it? My belief is not nullified by pagan holidays, though, nor by the misunderstanding of them. So just because that they used some religious traditions that were not good, they had a mixture of good and bad, they thought it would help, you know, to use some of these different tools. Constantine thought it would be a good idea to bring Christian religion into paganism, and then bring the two houses, that, as it were, together, house of the pagans and the house of the true believers, and he came up with a Christian religion in the 4th century, and that's not to be confused with the religion of the Messiah and the apostles, the true religion there that we know by studying the Word. It's a natural tendency to doubt whether Yahweh exists, and they want to pour more oil on the fire there, on our doubt, and try to get it to grow. But still, we don't need any more doubt than we already have. It's far too easy to fall down the cliff of unbelief. Or, another one of my sayings would be the opposite of what I just said. It says, we need more doubt. Then we could doubt our doubts. That's what we need to do when things get really tough, is have lots of doubt. Doubt our doubts, that they're not real. But faith in Yahweh's revealed word is. The revealed word meaning line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So in the meantime, our styles are dictated by the word of Yahweh, and our customs and trends are dictated by Yahweh, not by what the world tells us that's popular right now. I mean, who is the person that decides these things out there in society? It's the trendsetters, you know, the society setters. So should we join them in the pool of fence sitters and unbelievers out there? Is there any real hope in what they have to offer us? I would just as soon become a hypocrite or an out-and-out sinner. And, you know, I would just as soon be hot or cold. Yahweh would cast me out of his, puke me right out. After that, then I could go on down and keep those pagan holidays and sing with the choir. Have myself a selfish little Christmas. Yet the Yuletide comes. And I don't want to do that. You know, I used to do that as Catholic. Knew all the prayers, the Latin and all. You know, enjoyed it very much. All the traditions of the bringing the evergreen into the house and lighting it up. Good thing it didn't catch on fire. But it was an idol. And on the 25th, we bow down in front of that tree. We bow down to it, and then it would give us the presents that were under there. We'd bow to it as if saying, you know, praise and a thank you. Thank you for the present. Bowing down to an idol right there in the keeping of a Christmas tree, Jeremiah 10. But why would we keep the Sabbath and serve Yahweh and the Messiah just for the sake of a book of rules? Similarly, if we only like the rules, we could learn the rules of football or of becoming an airplane pilot or policeman, politician, or a preacher solely because we love rules. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that anybody would love any kind of rules enough to just join the club for that. We should want to obey Yahweh's rules, his Torah, if we are saved. Faith without works is dead. James said that, and we are saved unto good works. Paul said that in Ephesians 2, and he said that we should walk in them. I think it's John chapter 3 that we should walk in those works. We ought to walk even as Messiah walked, Paul tells us in Corinthians. Or do I want to keep the Torah of Yahweh because I enjoy the job discrimination and the persecution, the robbing of my possessions? Is it because I delight in the innuendos and indifference displayed by my would-be friends and associates? Oh, I love their indifference. I covet the prejudice displayed by ignorant people and students. No. I delight in the Torah of Yahweh after the inward man. Romans 7:22. I delight in Yahweh's Torah after the inward man. Because the carnal mind is not subject to the Torah of Yahweh, neither indeed can be, Romans 8:7. So, praise him for his word. Oh yes, look up on the website and you'll see a copy of scriptures right there, right out of the book. It'll probably be underlined and marked a little bit. Who has marked his word? Who's gone to study out his name? Why should we study his name? Because we call upon his name, then we are saved. But then people can say, well, just any substitute name will do. But Yehoshua? Is it Yahshua? They have the Shua. They have the suffix Shua in there. If we look at here in the Hebrew lexicon, or Strong's Concordance, or other references in the Hebrew for Shua, you'll find it there. It might take 3 minutes or so. Shua. It means to cry out, to peal. Crying out, or to peal like a bell. P-I-E-L. And it's reference to hogs or pigs. Then, in that lexicon, in the Hebrew lexicon or Strong's Concordance, look up Shah and Yasha, Y-A-S-H-A. The Hebrew word for salvation is Shah. Yasha, 3467, Yasha is a root word for the Savior from Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah 43:10. And salvation for the Savior or the Son is from Zechariah 9:9. 3467, the Hebrew 3467. Yeshayahu or Isaiah 43:10. And by the way, I said Yeshayahu means Isaiah. That's the only Hebrew I know, by the way, so don't ask me practically. Then they'd ask me to go to a Hebrew class and learn modern Hebrew. That would help. But it's even more helpful to learn the Torah as to know the particulars. How to obey Yahweh. Oh, excuse me. Microphone there. Isaiah 43:10. Yeshayahu. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no mighty one or Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange Elohim among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. Yea, before the day was, I am he, Yahweh speaking, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? So, a little bit there about 3467, Hebrew word yasha. You say, well, that's a contrived word. Well, so is so are all the others that people make up the get from Latin, from the Greek, Iesus. Those are made up words. They're not translated from Yahweh or Yahvahosha from any of Yahweh's Hebrew words. And in the names of Yahweh, YHVH, if it's only an issue of pronunciation and not spelling, if there's a controversy about the pronunciation of whether it's a V or a W, then why all the fuss? Why is Yahweh with a V to be avoided? Why do they insist on the W and Yahweh if it's only an issue of pronunciation? Why couldn't we just use both words interchangeably? But by further study, we see by all the different documents and credible documents that we have listed there on the website that the W came after, came hundreds of years after. In fact, it came, I think it was like a couple of hundred years ago that the Romans gave us the W that they put in the Hebrew alphabet. Now we have some letters here, and we have some periodicals, some religious magazines, the Berean Call. And the believers were first called Bereans because they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. So the Berean Call magazine has been a useful monthly periodical when it speaks out against various sins, the worldwide ecumenical movement, which is leading us to the one world government spoken of in the book of Revelation. The worldwide ecumenical movement should be shunned. So the Berean Call has been successful in showing many of us that it's wrong to join the one world, WWC, or the National Council of Churches. The World Council or the National Council of Churches, all these, they're hodgepodging all the religions of the world into one pot. Berean Call speaks out against that, against psychology, against New Age techniques being used amongst the Hebrew and Messianic and Christian circles. So they speak out against that, and as well as the wrong usage of corrupt modern scriptures from Alexandria, Egypt, out of sin. You know, we should be using the received text out of Antioch. Lately, the Berean Call will occasionally, and other magazines as well, religious magazines, will attack Yahweh's set-apart feast days. And that's to be predicted that they would do that. But what bothers me, or concerns me, is their cunning methods, namely by pointing out some crackpot, thereby diminishing the idea that the feast should be kept at all because of one exceptionally strange person out there, by using a person who is out of balance or is out in left field. But in the meantime, he mostly keeps Yahweh's Torah. And so these magazines or false preachers out there attempt to condemn all those who live by the word of Yahweh, try to discredit the entire Yahweh system, this entire system from Genesis to Malachi. You know, saying that that's old Jewish, Old Testament, that that's just for the Jews, and that the New Testament from Matthew 1 was for the Gentile, a Gentile covenant or something. Or that they're not in a covenant, there's all kinds of alibis and excuses, false alibis. But anyway, I let out my frustration on that about these carnal preachers. Yahweh's word settles all matters. His word is forever settled in heaven, and we're to rely on that. And some preachers are telling us that it's okay for the Old Testament leaders to obey Yahweh's word, but not for the New Testament, New Covenant keepers. They might say, as the Fundamental Evangelistic Association says, the FEA says good things. Let me quote one of their articles. Emotions or feelings for another is not the key. The key is obedience. it always has been, and it always will be. By capitulating to the culture and engaging in fellowship with what Yahweh forbade, or they say G-O-D for bad, Solomon completely disregarded the word of Yahweh to him. Do we find ourselves today blatantly disobeying Yahweh and disregarding the teaching of his word by joining with those, whether spiritually or physically, will harm our relationship with Yahweh? Solomon did. Solomon first capitulated to the culture, or he compromised, and that's how he got himself into this mess in the first place. So that was a good quote there from the Berean Call, or excuse me, from the another religious outfit there, the FEA. And it used to be, it was pioneered, in fact, by M.H. Reynolds Sr. And, you know, other than a few of his doctrines, I was really impressed and helped that he was following Scripture and was so conservative and fundamental in his belief. That there were no gray areas that Yahweh's word settles at all for me. But, you know, through the years, somebody or something, you know, just warmed down and their hearts were not seeking the truth. They compromised there at these organizations and just went downhill like the rest of the world's religions seem to be doing for the most part. There's some good ones out there. There are better ones, I should say. They're not perfect. Neither is this ministry perfect. Well, yes, we are. And Yahweh's coming in, you know, the year such and such, so we need you to send in your money so I can build this huge monument to me. So send in all your, you know, the money that you spend for your cable TV, your car pavement. Donate it all to us because we're going to save the world. Well, of course, they've got their hands in your money matters. You know, this ministry does cost a little bit to keep it going, but we don't ask for any money, and we do say if you need to donate, if you've got some ties there that you need to expedite and get to Yahweh, we'll maybe give them to the Gideons, G-I-D-E-O-N-S. They distribute the word, so why not just give it to them, even though they're probably getting into these compromising modern versions, the NIV and the even the New King James. That has been proven that they're from the Alexandrian Egyptian corrupted texts. The Torah includes the specifics about loving Yahweh. The Torah, mainly from Genesis to Deuteronomy, as most of you know, the Pentateuch, but they are specifics on loving Yahweh, but no one wants to specify, no preacher wants to specify or quote what these things are, other than the usual no-nos of smoking, drinking, and dancing, cussing, or murdering, but everything else is open to interpretation, to private interpretation. They don't want to get held down to any particular thing, or they'll lose their listenership. But, oh well, then they, you know, time to play the holidays, the New Year's celebration, time to do football, turn on the TV, turn up the crowd noise, pop open a beer, and kick back in the lounge, and let's have them play ball, chase that pig skin over there. I don't know why all those educated men and talented men want to go after a piece of pig skin. The grass is artificial. And remember, for the Roman New Year that the world keeps, remember to get up at midnight at 12 o'clock in the middle of the night and wake each other up, annoy each other with fireworks and guns, and even though somebody might have to work the next day, well, let's not be considerate there. I mean, it's more important to celebrate this custom, isn't it? To ring in the New Year. Well, people are getting better about that in every neighborhood I've lived. But they used to shoot guns and fireworks outside my window because they knew that I was a commandment keeper and a feast day keeper. And so my wife and I should say, the both of us, family, were always alarmed in the middle of the night there. This one neighbor who was quite elderly, he became very juvenile, very sophomorish by coming over and shooting his gun outside our window. And what would it do to call the city police? They wouldn't do anything. But if I went out on the New Year, Yahweh's New Year, and started shooting out there, you know what would happen to me, don't you? They wouldn't just turn the other way. They'd come find me, take away my gun, my fireworks, my cup of coffee, which I shouldn't be drinking anyway, well, so that'd be good, but and they throw me in jail and book me there, throw the book at me. And rightly so. Why would I go outside and make a bunch of noise? And why wouldn't I be more concerned with, well, not at midnight, but at sunset, I'm going to open the Word, I'm going to study with my family, and who's incidentally, their health's getting better right now. We're not going to throw things and fight with our in-laws, our second and third in-laws and outlaws and so on. That might be the Roman New Year way of doing it, but it's not the scriptural New Year. In the true New Year, what's new? Beautiful new blossoms, green grass, feasting 8 days with Yahweh and your brethren, or seven if you want to say, and hearing inspiring sermons, leaving the bondage of man's federal holidays way back in the dust with all of its furious driving. 2 Kings 9:21, and preparing for the bridegroom's return at the feast. Oops. Let's see where the 2 Kings, what we did with that one, before Chronicles, chapter 9, that's 2 Kings 9. Only got one verse. Boy, that's being pretty Jewish. No, sorry about that, you guys. I mean, we're all Jews, right? It all came from Abraham and from Adam. Oh, we didn't all come from Abraham. Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, went out each in his chariot. And they went out against Jehu and met him and a portion of Naboth, the Jezreelite. That was 2 Kings 9:21. Another place it said that might fit in there was, we're not to multiply wives or chariots. And yet, there's four chariots out in my driveway. None of them work very well, and I still owe money out. No, I don't, but there's the joke about that the motor won't start and the payments won't stop. But, oh, yes, Brother Aver, come out of her, my people. Get away from the media driving us away from the word of truth. And bring us to Yahweh's table, to sup with him and dine with his saints, believers rather, and to share with one another the hope that is within us. To share the Word, and something exciting, something I discovered in the Word, some prophecy in current events, some prophecy that is now coming to pass. And I hear this when I go to the Feast of Tabernacles, by the way. And we're coming out of the pagan ways, out of sun worship. We're confessing our sin of having been involved in that. We're coming out of the Babylonian world system, the ecumenical movement and so on. I don't want to see any ecumenical movement. I mean, it's great for people to get together, but not of all different beliefs, and that it's okay to compromise on everything except just on just Jesus is all they want to do. But, where is truth? Truth is dead. It's found lying in the streets. No one cares about truth anymore. I know that statement is wrong, that there are a lot of people who do care. Well, before we blow everybody away, attack everything in sight, we don't want to do that, but I want to thank you for joining us today on this coming up to a great day, a new moon. We're going to be keeping that there, the monthly service, getting together, but as far as the links that we give of other websites and other assemblies, books coming out of her, my people, that's a pretty good book, but there's even mistakes in Yahweh's name in that book, and so we ought to be careful there about anything we pick up. So you're just responsible for yourself. That's the only disclaimer I can provide. So when I give a link to some other sites, hopefully you will get something out of it, and hopefully you will not compromise and go get into the mixture and the mess that most of us got into, and that they're probably still in. But you might miss out on the teaching that nobody else has if we do not recommend teaching from different sites. We don't want to see real compromisers out there and lead you to some super weird, spiritual, far out and left field kind of ministry. We don't want to do that, And New Age and psychology and ecumenical. No, we don't want to get you into that. And I could reword what somebody else says and present it here, but I think that no one else can say it as these brothers. So I don't want to just steal or borrow their ideas. I want to let you listen to them. At times we will give linkage to other ministries. And the names we use of Yahweh, Yahvehosha, Yahweh being the Father, Yahvehosha his Son, or we'll just say the Messiah to avoid controversy, but, you know, we don't want to tiptoe around and deny Yahweh's name. But the other names that are used out there, the Yeshua and Yehoshua, Jesus, Christ, the Lord, the titles Lord and God, and the name of Yahweh, as we, in our website, we have changed to Yahweh and Yahvehosha, and the reasons are found within this website. So we hope that you'll find a blessing. One more thing, though, before we go, is I wanted to get into, we talked about come out of her, my people. So in the book, the Scriptures, in a glossary, under the word thigh, why would I look under thigh, T-H-I-G-H? But it's talking about the book of the Revelation. It says here we have a strong indication of the book of the Revelation originally having been written in Hebrew. If this word was written in Hebrew, it would have been ragel, R-A-G-E-L. It's possible, though, that the copiers of Revelation could have overlooked the small extension on the Dalit, which would have made it a resh. If the word was D-A-G-E-L, it would have meant banner, which makes much more sense than thigh, because in the latter case, two rules are broken. Vayikra 19:28, we're forbidden to make tattoos on our bodies, and secondly, a person whose thigh was exposed was considered naked. In Exodus 28, Vayikra 16:4, Vayikra is Leviticus. And when Revelation was copied, it would have been easy to see the Hebrew D as an R, if the former was not carefully written down. So anyway, he's showing here from Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, Acts 21:37, and another number of other places. So Revelation 19:16, he's showing from this and Acts 21 that evidence that the new so-called New Testament could have been written in Hebrew and not in Greek. As there are so many proponents of Greek who would swear by it. Under that heading, About Scripture Versions, page, is that 18 or is that 10? 10. There's only 10 pages. So the bottom page, it says, Revelation 19:16, Acts 21:37, and Acts 26:14. In the Scriptures, on page 1222, under the word thigh, we have strong indication that the Revelation, at least, was written in Hebrew. Additionally, and that's this book, the Scriptures, is available from ISR, messianic.org. ISR is an item, Sugar Roger, messianic.org. And just if you don't know the spelling, just look on our website there, and that page, Salvation is Jewish. Bring that up. Don't be afraid to, if it says, did you want Microsoft Works or something like that to open? Well, that's okay. It's been checked and it's safe. There's no problem. ISRmessianic.org, page 1222. Thigh, we have that it could have been written in Hebrew. If Paul, in Acts 21, if Paul is already speaking Greek, why does he ask the chief if he may speak in Greek? You know, if I'm talking to you in English, and I say, by the way, could we change over to the English language? You'd look at me really funny. You'd look at your radio or your iPod, and I thought this guy was bad, but that must be losing his mind or something. And then there's more research on Scripture versions that you can study at giveshare.org, and the two web sites or links there, the references, are listed at the bottom of my Salvation is Jewish page. It's giveshare.org, Bible study, /122, King James Version errors. And King James version NIV, HTML. Really, really interesting. Really worth going there if you've got the time and you've got the computer to do it with. It'd be really worth your while. And, well, shalom. Shalom to you, and shalom in the true name of Yahweh. To him be esteem. Let us continue to lift him up and magnify his name. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Stephan Yahweh.